Makos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah will discuss both the nature of the victims of a manslaughter and the perpetrators of a manslaughter. Ha'av gola al yedei ha-bein, that a father will go into golas for killing inadvertently his son. Va'bein gola al yedei ha'av, and a son can go into golas for having killed his father. Ha'kol golin al yedei Yisrael. Everybody can go into Golas for having killed a Jew. And the Gemara points out that this refers to even an Eved Kanani and even a Kusi that killed a Yisrael inadvertently. They are chayav to go into Golas. The Yisrael golin al yedehen. And a Yisrael will go into Golas for having killed them, which includes an Eved Kanani or a Kusi if he kills them inadvertently. Chutz me al yedei ger toshav. The exception being that if he kills a Ger Toshav, the Yisrael would not go into Golas. That is one way of reading this line of the Mishnah. There's another Girsa, however, which most of the Mefarshim and the Mishnah and the Gemara actually has it this way, that it's not Chutz Me Al Yedei Ger Toshav, but rather it's Chutz Me Ger Toshav. And it's what it's saying is that a Ger Toshav does not go into Golas for killing a Yisrael. And the reason is because a Ben Noach, a Noahide, does not require Hasra, does not require to be worn, but rather the very fact that the Torah warned him not to do it, that provides the Hasra. But a Yisrael who kills a Ger Toshav, he actually would go into Golas. The Mishnah continues and says, V'Ger Toshav Eino Gola Ela Yedei Ger Toshav, that the Ger Toshav only goes into Golas when he kills another Ger Toshav. The Mishnah continues, Hasuma Eina Gola, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that a blind man who kills somebody does not go into Golas. That's because the Pasuk says, Asher Yamusba below Ra'os, without seeing. And it indicates that just in this instance he didn't see, but otherwise he would be capable of seeing. Hasuma, a blind man, is not capable of seeing. The Rambam actually says another reason, because a Summa is Karov La'ones, he's more close to doing something totally inadvertently, not inadvertently, but against his will, as an Ones, rather than a Shogeg, which is just as inadvertent and has some level of culpability. Rabbi Meir, however, argues with Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, Gola, he says that a Summa, a blind man, does go into Golas. He actually learns this because in addition to the miut, the exclusion of below ra'os, there's also an exclusion of bivli das, without knowledge. And since you have two miutim, when you have one miut following another miut, one exclusion following another exclusion, it comes actually the opposite. It comes to include something, and therefore in this case, according to Rabbi Meir, it would come to include the summa. Mishnah continues, Hasone Eino Gola, somebody who hates another person, is known to hate him, he does not go into Golas, because we presume that he is Karov Lemezid, he's somebody, there's too close to purposefulness involved here, and there's some level of negligence involved, he's not a pure Shogig. And the definition of Hasone is somebody who was not on speaking terms with somebody out of hatred for 3 days. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, he says Hasone Nehrag, that a Sone actually would get killed without Hasra, even without being warned. Rabbi Shehu Kamuad, it's like he's already been warned. And that's because Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda is of the opinion that he doesn't need Hasra, because the whole purpose of Hasra is to distinguish between a Shogeg and a Mezid, and it's presumed that he did it out of purposefulness. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Yesh Sone Gola, Yesh Sone She'ena Gola. It depends. There are some cases where a Sone does go into Golas, and there are certain cases where a Sone does not go into Golas. And Zehaklau, this is the rule, says Rabbi Shimon. Kol Shu Yochol Lomar Ladas Harag. If it's possible to say that he killed on purpose, Eino Gola, he doesn't go into Golas. He's considered to be certainly a Karov Lemezid, and we can't, although we may not kill him, according to Rabbi Shimon, but at the same time, we also can't give him Golas because he's not a true Shogeg. Vishalola Das Harag, if it seems that despite the fact that he's a Sone, but the circumstances are such that indicates that it was truly inadvertent, then Harei Zegola, even though he's a Sone, he will still go into Golas.